Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, this show, is going to focus on you. And you being you beyond this reality's points of view on age. Now, how aware are you of that age? You know, there's so much of a focus in this reality on age and aging and aiming to live young, avoiding being old, and all of the constructs that follow age. And a lot of times we track time with age and we track age with time. And it's where we've gauged everything in terms of our really where we're going in life and a lot of times where you're at in life. So what happens is it can be such a limitation on you, especially if you define yourself as an age. Now, for this show, we're going to aim to clear all of the limitations you've put on you and this reality has put on you, anywhere you've bought that is true for you, about age. And everywhere that's keeping you from choosing that next adventure you'd like to be taking. So we're aiming to get clear on what you would like to generate and create instead. Like, what would you like your next adventure to be? How exciting can that be when you no longer have to limit yourself and choosing it just based on your age? So where have you been making age a limitation? What has it precluded you from choosing and doing? And where has it kept you from being you and all you would like to be? Well, this show is going to tap into a space and into a discussion, which I will be bringing on in just a little bit, a special guest, on anywhere that you haven't allowed yourself to choose something greater, no matter at what age. So what we're going to start with is a guided exercise, like we've done on previous shows. So this time, I'm going to have you tune in and tap into the space of age and all your limitations on age. And everywhere you have limited you from choosing the next adventure in your life. So we're aiming to clear everywhere you have blocked yourself from being in the generative and creative flow of your ageless life and living. Clearing anywhere you've been refusing to be all of you. And again, some of this information that I'll be using in the guided exercise has been modified from this amazing system called Access Consciousness. So I'm going to have you now go ahead and close your eyes. And if you are in a place where you can't, that's okay. Just listen to my voice and allow it to guide you, even if you have to remain with your eyes open. But if possible, allow yourself to close your eyes. And bring your attention to your breathing. Now, just notice your breathing. And tune in to your space and your awareness of age, choice, and adventure. So, one of the four elements of creation is choice. Every choice is about the awareness you're going to get. When you choose, you become more aware. Choice creates. Choice creates awareness. Choice is the source for the creation of your life at any age. Every time you choose, you open a door for a different set of possibilities. Every choice you have ever made was not a wrongness. It's how you got here to choose your strongness. So everything you've done to make you wrong for all of those choices, would you like to clear that now? Take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale. Wow, thank you. Every choice you've made is designed to get you to where you are and where you're going, including your next adventure. Who designed it? You did. Why? Because somewhere deep down in the darkest crevices of your reality, you knew. You knew that that was what you had to choose. You'll say, I don't, but you do know. And you've always known. You've chosen to get there, to get here, to where you are so that you can choose the strength of you and your next adventure. So everywhere that you've bought the lies of others as true, and this reality lies as true, everywhere you've lied to you to make what isn't true about you true, let's clear that now. Take a deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. And everywhere you've made age and aging significant, would you like to clear all that now? Deep breath in. Release it all on the exhale. Thank you. And everywhere you've cut yourself off from living your life from a space of adventure, let's clear all of that now. Deep breath in. And release it all on the exhale. Thank you. So now, here are some questions you can ask when it comes to any limiting points of view on age, on choice, and on adventure. So ask these questions. What other question or questions could I ask here? What other choice do I have here? What else could I be here that would make this change right away? In order to change anything, you have to be willing to be something you are not. So what do I have to be or do different to create a different reality? So everything and anything that won't allow all of that, would you like to clear it now? Deep breath in. And release it all on the exhale. Thank you. So, now, go ahead and open your eyes. And what do you notice? What are you aware of now? And what if you were to write down any awareness you received regarding age, choice, and adventure? An awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come in. So be with that this week. And I look forward to hearing from you and what that's like for you. So now, my favorite part of the show, as you know, my favorite part, and that is bringing the live guest on and having the guest on. And this week, we have a very special guest. And this guest happens to be my mother. So I would like to formally introduce to you Emma Jo Sharon, or EJ, she likes to go by. And Emma Jo, EJ, is an international senior Olympic swimmer who has been swimming and receiving gold and silver medals in various swimming events for over 8 years. She is a retired physical education teacher of 38 years, and she enjoys living life as a free spirit, inspiring others to live their lives fully at any age. So, without further ado, I would love to introduce to you EJ, otherwise known as my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Sarah. I am so glad to be on your show with you tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on, and I'm so excited to talk about this topic of age and adventure, because if there's anyone I know, it's you who chooses to live your life in a way on the next adventure and all of the amazing things that you've done from that. So I'm really excited to have you on.
Well, I'm excited to be here, but I guess I can say I'm blessed with a great life. I live every day consciously, as you would say, and I actually live in a community here in Florida called Paradise, so how much better can you get than that?
Yeah, how much better does it get than that? What else is possible? How does it get any better?
So, yeah, I have actually worked my whole life to be where I am today. I'm healthy and happy, and I guess that's the most important thing. And, as you said, yes?
I was just going to say, that is really the indicator of you being so in the space of choosing your adventures, Mom, because you have certainly done that with all these amazing things that you've been doing with Senior Olympics and the path that you've taken on in terms of just living consciously, really always in your own way, and being willing to do that even when maybe this reality or this world wasn't there yet.
You know what, I think, like you said, having taught for those many years, my students helped me stay young mentally, as well as you helping me stay young. I was always an athlete, and you were too, but there was, when I grew up, there wasn't much for women's sports, so I kind of resorted to being a cheerleader in high school, and something that's kind of funny about that is that I just went back for my 55th high school reunion and wore my old cheerleading outfit that I actually got into.
And
that was fun.
For the listeners, the listeners, just a note to the listeners, I saw the picture. It was
great. That looked pretty good, don't you think?
you look amazing, Mom.
Like you said, I do swim in the Senior Olympics, and I actually found out about that kind of by accident when I was teaching summer school one summer, and I ended up playing basketball on a 55-plus group team, and we actually won the Senior Olympics once and took a second one year, and then we also took two, we were played in the Huntsman World Games out in St. George, Utah, and won golds both years that I played out there with my team. But my favorite thing, even though I play a lot of sports, I play tennis and badminton and racquetball and yoga and do a lot of other things, but swimming is really my love. So.
Well, and it's amazing that you choose to do that every day. At what age?
I'm closer to 74 than I am from 73.
So you are willing to be ageless and willing to be just you and choosing that and seeing beyond the age, yet also using it as a way to literally move into an area of like the Senior Olympics and setting records all around the world. And I mean, I'm just amazed all the time by what you're doing and being, and it is an inspiration, Mom. Like, you're willing to live that way, which is such a contribution to the people around you, and also to, you know, the possibilities that we can continue to choose at any age what we would like to do. There is no limitation unless we put it on ourselves and or buy into this reality's point of view. And I just want to acknowledge that and say to the listeners that really it's about getting clear on what it is that you would like to choose as your adventure. And that's really what you did. You've dabbled in so many different things, and this just happens to be the one you're on right now.
Yes. And I swam 4 years of synchronized in college, and I trained lifeguards and taught swimmers my whole life. And kind of a side story is I went in to have my physical about 2 weeks ago, and my new doctor said she can't swim, so we're going to hook up and I'm going to give her swimming lessons. So anyway, you never know, do you?
You never know. So, and you're open to those, possibilities, just her bringing that up to you and you're saying yes, like you're aware of your choices. And you're choosing not from this point of view of this reality where age is a lot of times a limitation. You're choosing it from a space of possibilities. And that's really about what living consciously is all about and what I encourage the clients I work with and people on the show to do. So you're a living example of that. And I'll just say I'm grateful that you're my mom.
Well, I'm grateful that I'm your mom, too. Because I'm grateful for you. But my latest swim was out in St. George, Utah this summer. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't know much about the Senior Olympics or the Masters Swim Program, you swim within 5 years of your age group. So I swim with people that are 70 to 75 years old. And out in St. George, I went out there to qualify for next year's Summer Olympics in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico next summer. And out in the Huntsman World Games, where it was the first place that I qualified years ago, they had over 11,000 athletes participating in 32 different sports from 32 different countries. And I actually got 6 silvers and 1 gold, and was very proud
Fantastic.
Of that.
Yeah.
The oldest swimmer was 96 years old, still doing a 200 IM. I mean,
wow.
That's grueling. I don't swim a 200 IM.
Explain what an IM is.
That's one length of each stroke, and these were meters. So that was, this was called.
So what are all the strokes?
You start out with butterfly, then you go to backstroke, then to breaststroke, and then freestyle. One of my signature swims is the 100 IM. So, but for a 96-year-old to complete a 200 IM. She actually completed it. You know, amazing. And
what else is possible? I mean, seriously.
I know. I think it was 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago in Cleveland, Ohio, the oldest swimmer, woman swimmer, was 100. And
wow.
Still swimming. So my goal
That's
is
exciting.
To get to 100, and because then you get lots of gold medals. Hopefully there's no one else in your age division.
Well, they'll probably be very small number.
Yeah.
What did you speak to that part about you were pursued to do some, what was it, advertising for a certain product? Tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, I, along with, exercising, I take a lot of vitamins, and like most people, try to eat healthy. And so I had heard about Everstrong by Purity Products on the radio, and I thought, wow, this is supposed to be keeping people over 50 strong for life. So I ordered the product, and I was on it for a short period of time, and then I started finding out that I was, I was not tired after my workout. I could go home and do more work at the house and in my yard. And so I sent in a letter of saying that to Purity Products, and along with the picture. You know, you have one of these pictures that you just look really good in. Well, that was the picture I sent in. So,
picture with all your medals and yep. with your swimming? Yeah.
Yep, with 6 medals around my neck. And I was 70 years old. And so now Purity Products has me on their brochure and on info commercials showing my medals and showing me swimming. So, I take EverStrong every day, and I seem to feel like I am stronger. I probably feel healthier now than I ever have, and I get healthier every day.
And I saw the info commercial, and it's amazing. And they talk about you before they even bring you on, and it's like an interview with another person on the show, and it's really cool to see. And again, you chose to write that letter as because you were you had a knowing about it, and you were drawn to do it, and you did it, and you acted on it, and it became another adventure. So it kind of brings back to, you know, you being you and you choosing that and creating things in your life that are so cool. They're really magical and miraculous in ways, Mom. So I think that not only fantastic, but I also am aware that we have the capacity to be that if we choose that. And I'm so glad you spoke about that.
So another thing that it was kind of fun is that in 2014, I chose to go to Montreal and swim in the FINA World Games. And this was just all swimming. And I looked on the program and it said diving, and I go, whoa, I didn't know old people competed in diving. So I thought, well, I could get off the board 5 ways. So I signed up for diving, and I couldn't find any place to practice. I'm a self-taught diver, always, you know, kind of had good pointy toes and that kind of thing. So always had fun with diving. So I signed up for diving, and I just did front flip, back flip, inward, back dive, front dive. And after my first dive, the judge goes, nice dive. And I go, yes. So anyway, I ended up with a 4th place medal in the world. So,
amazing.
I had worked for just 1 month with 2 different coaches in Michigan, and I did it. And so, you know me, I like challenges, and that's what keeps you going and keeps you young.
Well, I think that is a testament to, you know, the possibility for other people to choose that even now, no matter what age you're at. There's an energy there. There's a conscious space of being that is available whenever we choose it, but you have to choose it and you have to get clear. And so I'm so, again, glad that you're speaking to all this, because this is information that people can then, you know, really ask themselves, to which they would like to then generate what they would like, and getting clear on what that is. And you knew that you've always enjoyed swimming. So the next best thing was for you to follow the possibility of doing the Olympics with that. But it's really
right.
possible, and I'm exciting, because who knows? You may choose a whole nother adventure, Mom, as something arises as you continue to live your life consciously and fully, and, you know, hang out with me a bit through this lifetime.
Yep, there we go. I think in 2 years from this year, I have a friend who we're going to go play tennis at the senior level. So that's my next endeavor. But I've had other swimmers my age tell me that I'm their idol. And, you know, it's kind of weird to have people say that. But you know what? My idols are the 80, 90, and 100-year-old people who are still competing. And part of the senior program and the master's program and the YMCA programs are the people that you meet. They're just amazing to
see. The connections.
Yeah. people of all ages, healthy,
yeah,
doing these things.
Well, and the thing is, if they're choosing that and doing that, they're going to be those individuals who are the seekers of the world. They're the ones that are out living their life, because you're not going to have someone that is just kind of going day to day, not really interested in doing something different. You're going to tap into and connect with people who are probably pretty open individuals to really just, you know, enjoying their life. So that's a great energy to be around. And, you know, Mom, I'm so glad you came on the show, and I'm aware of
thank
time.
You for asking me.
Yeah, well, definitely have you back on. I'm sure there'll be plenty for us to continue to talk about. And I'm just so, so glad that you were part of this with me. And I'm just grateful.
Well, thank you. And I, like I say, I'm grateful that you're my daughter. So
thanks, Mom. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and continue on with the rest of the show. And so the question of the week, or this week, is, where have you made age a limitation to you and your next adventure? So that's exactly what EJ and my mom and I were just talking about. And what would it be like? So here's the question again. Where have you made age a limitation to you and your next adventure? So remember the question of the week. It's not about getting an answer. It's about just being aware of what you notice with whatever comes up from the question. And you may even notice some things from the show that allows you to have more clarity as you continue the week. So I would love to hear from you. Feel free to post on Facebook, my Dr. Sarah Facebook page, on Instagram. You'll see all of the different social media contacts on this page. So feel free to reach out and share on any of those modalities. Now, for next week's show, it's going to be a repeat show, but this is the show where I had guest Seema Azizian on the show. Now, Seema and I will talk about really what else is possible. So that is the question on the show, as well as where we explore living consciously and some tools that go along with it. So join Seema and I next Monday of re-airing that show on December 31st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So now to close the show, I would like to thank my guests, Emma Jo Sharon, my mom, for joining us today, as well as thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you, so thank you so much for being here. I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. And I so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. And now, go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So go forth and be ageless, my friends. Join and choose your next adventure with total ease. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. All right, my friends, take care for now.